Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Amber Talbot, director of Possumore Animal Shelter.
Well, it seems like it was just last week that you were in here talking about the spring push for adoptions for cats. Can you tell us how that went in March and April?
We had tremendous success. We were just so thrilled. We ended up, our goal was to, we asked the public to help us and adopt out 60 cats in 60 days. And because of everyone's generosity and caring hearts, we ended up helping and placing over 60 cats in 20 days. So just 20 days, people opened their doors and provided homes for our cats, which really was such a success because it allowed the shelter to have space to take in all of the new arrivals in the summer, and it was a great summer for the shelter as far as space and, you know, just being able to manage all of the kitties coming in. We had appropriate time and care for those guys.
And are you seeing a big population at the shelter right now?
And we are. And, you know, that's why I'm here today to thank everyone for helping us in the spring. But we need your help again because we are nearing the end of the summer and we will be getting a whole nother wave of kitties in. So a lot of cats will have another litter. They'll have three litters a year in the spring and summer and into the fall before the winter. So we are going to be getting another influx of kitties. And the shelter is right now at our capacity for cats. We have over 60 kitties that are under 6 months of age right now that are still looking for homes. And so all of our cats are half price adoptions right now through October at least. And we'll definitely extend that if we stay full. But we're hoping to do, if you guys can help us again and help us get 60 cats in 60 days at least, or maybe we could surpass even our success in the spring. That would be wonderful. We do have a lot of adult kitties right now, but I would say the majority of our population are guys that are under 6 months of age.
And are these feral cats or pretty friendly guys?
These are all friendly, very adoptable kitties. And one thing about the juvenile cats that are in our care is the majority of these guys come to us at what we would call unweaned. They either have a mother that they're still nursing with, or they come to us maybe just at that point where they've been weaned, but they're not old enough to be out on their own for adoption. And so what we do with the guys of that age, they go into a foster home so that they can get direct care, more care than we can do at the shelter at, you know, regular hours for them. And so these guys have been handled since they were, you know, either from birth or 3 weeks of age until now. And so they're all very, very friendly and social. Most of our juvenile guys would do great with toddlers and kids and busy, active environments. They're all very adaptable and have kind of been exposed to a lot now since in our care. So that helps keep them social.
And do you usually see an influx when it starts to get cold out?
We do. And, you know, now's the time that we want to ask people, if you have a kitty right now that has been showing up or you're seeing a cat, don't wait until the weather gets cold to bring it to us. We, even though the shelter's full right now and we're asking for help for adoptions and doing reduced adoptions, it's much better for us to help that cat now than it is to wait a couple months down the road because that cat might need medical attention currently or it could be getting ready to have another litter of kittens. So if you bring that cat to us now, it's much better off than waiting.
And can you tell us a little bit about the spay and neuter program that the shelter offers for everybody?
Yes, we've been doing this for a few years now, and we've set it so we have a public spay day third Monday of every month. So it's pretty set. You can always watch our Facebook page. If that would change, we will post that. It's a day that the public can bring their pet in by appointment, and we get you scheduled. Your pet comes in and spends the night at the vet clinic and then comes back to the shelter the next day. And so it's just a really efficient, affordable way to help people that may not be able to afford the routine veterinary expense of that type of surgery. And the reason the shelter is able to offer it at a low cost rate versus, you know, your regular veterinarians in the area is because we are taking them to a regional spay neuter clinic. This is all that this clinic does is spay and neuter. And so because they're doing it at such a high volume, they've really mastered the procedure and are able to do it affordable and efficiently. And so that's also why we have to have at least 30 to 40 animals per spay day. So they wouldn't drive down for just 10 animals. So making making sure that we meet the volume is how we're able to keep the price low for everyone. But I definitely want to reassure everyone that the affordable cost does not hinder quality in any means. This clinic has best practice standards. They have nationwide clinics all over in different states that have best practice standards. And some of our local veterinarians have visited the clinic as well. And Dr. Wendy Miller absolutely supports the clinic as well.
And we've talked quite a bit about cats so far this morning, but does the shelter also have some dogs if people are looking to add a dog this fall?
We just kind of recently got in a lot of dogs at the moment. We've got little guys and big ones and seniors and we've got a puppy right now. We do have quite a variety of dogs right now. And, you know, of course, they're always in need, but just simply due to, I think, the sheer volume of cats, we're always needing more help with the cats. The dogs tend to get adopted pretty reasonably. I think our average length of stay for a dog is about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on its age, once it comes into our care. So that's not too long of a wait for those guys.
All right. And lastly, can you remind us when the shelter's open?
Sure. We are open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon until 6, and then Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we're open from noon to 4. And so we're closed on Mondays, but we definitely would do by appointment on Mondays, or if you need help on a Monday with a stray animal. Our staff is still there from 8 a.m. to 4, and the staff does start their day at 8 a.m. We just try to take care of the animals and get everybody cleaned and their medications in the morning before we get busy with the phone and the general public.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of Paws and More, Amber Talbot. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.